The Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego says there are already 449 reports of data breaches from businesses, agencies, and schools this year. That's compared to 2007's grand total of 446. The center's founder, Linda Foley, says this year's tally may even be higher, as many companies are either unaware of security lapses or don't mention them.
They may decide that they don't want to disclose it because what the public might think about them. But the goal is not to point fingers, but to study why breaches are occurring and what can be done to cut that number down.
Foley says while most states require businesses and agencies to alert clients of data breaches, only three routinely post them online: Maryland, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin.
We try and post them within a day or two of getting the notice.
Jim Rabbit of Wisconsin's Office of Privacy Protection says the state's seen 16 cases so far for 2008, compared to 17 at this time last year. The latest case involved Moraine Park Technical College's bookstores last month, where credit and debit card information may have been compromised.
Any data breach has the potential to have a lasting effect on your ability to do business as usual. A lot of people don't even know about it until they buy a car or something and find out their credit has been ruined.
Rabbit says the state had a total of 22 data breaches last year. He says this year's national spike may indicate a higher awareness and reporting of security breaches, as well as more identity thieves trying to steal information. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.